Im Auktionshaus kauft man nicht, aber verkauft man auch nicht direkt.
Auction houses don't buy or sell directly. There are always sellers and buyers, and every one of them has a story. It's really about conveying narratives between two parties. The Rothberger collection, for instance, comes with a poignant restitution story. The collection had been assembled by Heinrich Rothberger and his brothers in Vienna before the war. The Rothbergers owned a fashionable men's clothing boutique right by St. Stephen's Cathedral, probably the most prominent of its time. They developed ready-to-wear fashion for men in Vienna and were highly successful in selling it. The family was very much culturally engaged. They had substantial collections, including a lot of porcelain. When the times became increasingly difficult for Jewish people in Vienna during the Second World War, they had to relinquish their collection. The family never returned to Vienna, but most of them survived, and like many Jewish families from Germany, Austria and all over Europe, they emigrated to the USA. Berta Gutmann, a niece of the original collectors, had fond memories of the collection. She knew it was still at the MAK, Museum of Applied Arts, in Vienna. She strongly advocated for getting it back. In fact, the entire family worked together after the war to reclaim the collection. And Berta Gutmann was successful. Imagine she did it all by herself, without lawyers. She kept going back, writing letters over and over, and in the end, the Museum of Applied Arts returned the pieces to her. I never met Berta Gutmann, but my husband did. He works in the same field. We got to know her daughter, and we saw the pieces in her modest home. She didn't live lavishly. She wasn't a wealthy woman, but she had these incredible pieces of porcelain in her house. She said to her daughter, "It's important, it's part of our legacy." And that's exactly it. Porcelain is something intimate. It's something you keep close to your heart. Paintings may just be investments decorating a wall, but porcelain is mostly kept out of love. Yes, and sometimes descendants meet, like with the Klemperer collection that we sold at Bonhams. That was a long time ago, also a restitution story. During the war, the family was scattered all over the world, and the descendants never met. But then they reunited in our auction room for the first time, and there was a big dinner with lots of tears and happy stories and shared memories of the past. Porcelain connects. It always has a historical context and an impact on the times we live in. So porcelain tells many stories that help us understand why we live the way we do.
Die uns verständlich machen, wieso wir heute so leben, wie wir jetzt leben.
Nettie Megans is director of the Decorative Arts Department at Bonhams Auction House in London and Paris.